KVADXQS.
KVADXQ, clear.
K8RRD, monitoring.
KI7QMD, mobile listening on 19.
Morning, Rick. Any KVH Schmoll?
Hey, good morning, Drake. How are you? Jim and I were commenting about the new voice on the 86. What's stop it happen for? Is that just intermittent flares, or is there an event that goes along with it?
So it does it randomly, unintentionally. The intention was that if you keyed up the repeater just to kerchunk it six times in a row, it would say stop it, you know, like to stop a kerchunker from kerchunking. Well, it takes its job a little bit too seriously, and it starts doing that on signals that are kind of weak. And basically, that macro is triggered whenever the carrier-operated relay, or COR logic, it flips on and off six times within a certain amount of timing. As long as there's 300 milliseconds between each relay closure, it'll send that message. But the squelch on the repeater closes so quickly that if there's like a simple pop or something, it counts that as, you know, a relay closure. So noisier signals will be told to stop it, and we're working on that. It's a work in progress.
Well, it's kind of interesting when it comes up. It's funny, but I just leave it as a random note. It's kind of interesting. I take it there's new technology you've installed there, because it seems like it has a lot more going on these days.
It does. It's got a brand new to the site controller. It's an SCOM 7230, and I say it's a new controller, but the club's had it for like 10 years, and we just put it in. And since the club bought it, and since now by the time it's in service here, it's actually discontinued. No longer in production. You can get repairs done and everything for them, but it's no longer in production, so I think the only hardware repeater controller that you can buy is the RC210, which has similar capabilities, but it's not the SCOM 7330, that's for sure. It's got this fancy GUI programming software that we got, and you just import the config that's currently in the repeater, you make a change, you dump it back in, you can dump your own audio files into it, albeit you're stuck at really slow data rates, like I mentioned before.
That's not bad. Yeah, I guess at some point you have to break the mold on things, otherwise, I don't know. There's some old stuff that's really, really good, even being old. Sounds like Jeff's underwater there is a little bit of a powerhouse. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, that's for sure. The controller that was on his 6 before was a Cat 250. It's an oldie, but a goodie. They're not super advanced. They're pretty rock solid, reliable. They do what you need a controller to do. It's got some macro capabilities, things, but nothing, nowhere near in the same realm as the 7330. We could have probably made a Skywarn mode and all this other stuff, because the 7330 has that. When you turn on Skywarn mode, it sends a two-tone alert, which can activate pagers. It changes the courtesy tone, and then it'll add a tail message every once in a while to say that, the Skywarn not active. We could have probably done that with the Cat 250, but it would have been a huge undertaking, because all of that stuff you got to enter via DTMF. That older controller had no interface with the computer, and programming it meant we stayed up until 1 or 2 in the morning entered our passcode to get into the control menu and start entering stuff in.
Yeah, that sounds like a task. Well, yeah, it's almost like our conversation the other day about baud rate. The old days, things took a lot longer to get done. So I just picked up a NAS that's got a 2 gigahertz port on it. So technology is screaming.
Yeah, my whole network at home is actually 2.5 gig. Not that I have an internet speed that fast, but it's there. Wow, that Jeep that just drove by me had some brutal rod knock going on. That's not going to be living much longer.
Yeah, I was a big Jeeper when I was out west, and when I started looking at what happens to Jeeps out here, I decided I didn't need one. They don't take salt well.
No, they don't take salt very well. Not at all. So, my neighbor at my parents' place actually has a 98 Cherokee. It's got the 4-liter straight six in it, so the engine itself will never die, but the transmission might. They don't take rust very well, so like every year he has to go find a spot to, unrustify. It's a never-ending process. I mean, I'm at that point with my car, but my car really hasn't had any rust restoration since it was built, which was 21 years ago. Actually, officially yesterday, my car is 21 years old.
Well, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. That's some longevity. Yeah, if I had a Jeep, it'd be parked in the garage in the winter, so stay away from salt. But I found, most of our company cars, or actually all of our company cars are Subarus. They seem to do pretty well in the salty environment. I mean, the engines aren't amazing, but they live for 10, 12 years. So we've got some that are going on 15 years old.
Did you say Subarus?
Yeah, I mean they're not the most stylish and beautiful vehicle on earth, but they seem to live well in the harsh Michigan environment.
Yeah. As long as you don't beat on them, especially the older ones that had the old EJ motors in them, because those were known for, if you beat them, they reward you with a blown head gasket. The newer ones have the FB25, which doesn't have the head gasket problem. But it still has the oil leak problem and the oil consumption problem. So, you'll notice yourself putting a quart of oil in every 15 or 2,000 miles, maybe every 3,000. It really depends on how bad the case is. And then, if you're unlucky, you got one with a CVT transmission, be prepared to replace the valve body at 160K.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, the oil consumption is pretty common on horizontally opposed engines. Volkswagens would have similar problems, as they don't wear as evenly as vertical pistons do. And even aircraft have similar problems with horizontally opposed engines. The rings go faster, and you get more oil consumption. But it's the price to pay for engine design, I guess. So, anyway. Well, I'm going to get off the radio. I'm coming up around the backside of Petoskey soon here, and I'm going to start paying attention. There was construction last time I went through here. It was a mess. So it's a pleasure talking to you, and you have a wonderful day today. Maybe I'll catch you later in the week. 73 KS7 QMD, clearing your final.
Alright, sounds good, Rick. Yeah, I'm just pulling into Roy's here to get some gas, and then I'm actually headed up that way this morning, so. I doubt we'll cross paths, but we'll be in similar areas. 73, any DMH mobile.
WDATX KI7 QMD mobile.
Hey, there you are. Just wanted to make sure you get my phone number.
Yep, I'm pretty sure I got it. Give me a second, I pull it back up and I'll make sure.
Okay, 231-445-2487.
Roger.
Roger that. Go ahead and text me if you want or whatever and to verify, but 231-445-2487 is my number. I think you got her.
Cool.
I'm just pulling into Petoskey zone here, so I'm going to pay attention, but we'll catch up with you this weekend for sure.
Sounds good. What I'm going to do is I will, as soon as I get parked, I will text you and send those couple items for the event so that you have them and you'll know what's going on. So appreciate everything. So we'll look forward to it. WDATX.
Sounds like fun. KI7 QMD 73.
And it looks like I've already sent messages and stuff back and forth to you. So there you go. WDATX Mobile.
I got him. You have a good day, sir.
You too. Don't work too hard. WDADX, we're at the shop. Time to eat breakfast. WDADX, quick.
KI7 QMD Mobile listening on 190.
Any DMH Mobile. Anybody out here today? Any DMH Mobile, Petoskey.
Any DMH WNAQ Portable. Good morning, Drake.
Larry, how are things in the blooming metropolis of Harbor Springs?
Hey, we got lots of leaves falling. Out walking the dogs, it's beautiful, overcast, of course. But lots of leaves falling, but otherwise very seasonal.
That's for sure. I'm quite the fan. So, I like this weather. This is good weather. It's not too hot. I like having a sweatshirt on. It's a good thing.
Hey, Roger that. I'm there with you, too. I've got just a light jacket on, and we're dog-sitting my daughter's dog. They did a short trip as a family, so they live in Indiana, so we met them half Big Rapids and picked up their dog, and I've got my dog, so I have two leashes in my hand, and the dogs are loving it, too. I like it when it's a little bit cool. They're not quite so overheated, but it's just a good day for a walk.
Yeah, that's for sure. Get done at the... Ooh! El Camino. You won't be seeing a whole lot of those much longer, but, wow. Everybody's trying to... Holy cow, dude! The guy in front of me might as well buy a lottery ticket. He dodged, like, four bullets. Valley City linen truck pulled out in front of him, and then he almost got T-boned by some dude in a Honda Civic. This is... Wow! I might put the mic down. This is getting really bad.
Okay, Roger that. We'll want you to certainly to drive safe. So I think I'm going to do the search and rescue exercise. Matt mentioned at our meeting on Saturday that they're going to do a search and rescue on, I think, next Thursday. I've got it on the calendar in Emmett County at the Highlands. So I think I may do that. It's for about 3 hours, but anyway, so I won't, you don't need to respond. You got your hands full, but just wanted to get back to you. You have a great day. I'll say 73, NAGMH from WN82.
Sounds good, Larry. Yeah, we're now in, well, we're in, what's this, Bayview now? I don't know, there's a whole lot of houses here. So, anyway. We're at the slightly less likely of dying portion of the program here. All right, Larry, you have a good one. Enjoy the dog walk. NATMH Mobile.
Terrible, Drake. Lots of static. WA to 5K.